See, followers of Jesus, we are not called to imitate other Christians. We are called to be like Jesus. We are called to be more like Christ. See, there are many people who call themselves Christians, but their lives don't reflect Jesus' teaching, or their lives and their behavior do not reflect Jesus. I think people should stop calling themselves Christians if they're not going to love people the way Jesus said that we are to love them. Because I think we misrepresent Jesus. When Jesus said, I mean, people will know you're my disciples when you love one another. So I think that people should stop calling themselves Christians if you don't have love for your brothers and sisters. I think today I want to talk about another area that I think a lot of Christians, they really struggle with this. And Dante reminded us this morning already. We, at one time or another, we struggle with this thing that we call forgiveness. There are followers of Jesus, like I said, who have a really difficult time forgiving other brothers or sisters. And if you are one of those people that really have a tough time forgiving, you are here today and you're in the right place, because we're going to go through scripture to see why forgiveness truly matters. We're going to journey through the Word of God according to the Gospel of Matthew. And Jesus Christ is the one speaking to us about this area of forgiveness. You know how it is. I mean, we all, like Dante was talking about, we might have a struggle about this. Like we really struggle forgiving somebody who did us wrong. Or just in general, forgiveness. What is that? You see, Jesus just got done teaching about forgiveness according to Matthew chapter 18. And Jesus' teaching was about when your brother sins against you, what you are supposed to do. Go and talk to the brother. And if he doesn't listen to you, go bring a couple of witnesses. But if he still doesn't listen to that, bring it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to the church, Jesus' teaching, then treat it as an outsider. But you see, there's in Matthew 18, you want to know the principles that you can implement in a church to deal with unforgiveness issue, unresolved issues between brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what Jesus was talking about in chapter 18, and how you are to forgive your brother from the heart. Then Peter later on, you know how Peter is. He always want to ask questions because he really want to know. Peter later on comes to Jesus and says, Lord, but how often should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Peter wants to know when is enough enough. You know how it is. Sometimes, like, man, they always been doing that to me. When can I say, you know, I have a number. Like, I forgave you 10 times. That's it. No more. And let's see what Jesus had to tell the apostle Peter. That question. How often should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? In Matthew chapter 18, you want to spend some time there. And we're going to pick it up in verse 21. Matthew 18, 21, you there? All right, then he says, Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? Peter thought, man, 7 times is a big number. Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Some translation would say, let me translate that more correctly. 70 times 7. That's really what Jesus is talking about to Peter. So Peter wanted a number, Jesus gave him a number. I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times, the NIV said. Therefore, then, now Jesus is going to tell a story about forgiveness to illustrate why forgiveness truly matters. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he begins the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged. I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, Be patient with me and I will repay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. When the master called the servant in, "You wicked servant," he said, "I cancel all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all that he owed. This is how my heavenly Father would treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Jesus teaching on forgiveness right here. Peter wants to know if there is a limit. Like many of us. I mean, you all have people. We all have had people that have done awful things to us. And you know, we might, that's where the struggle with forgiveness will come in, because we really like want to know, when is enough enough? I have had people ask me that question. When do you realize, like, okay, that's enough. I'm not going to forgive you anymore, because you've been doing it. So Peter said, "Lord, how often should I forgive my brothers? Up to 7 times. Now, you and I need to understand, rabbis taught that you were not responsible, or you were not supposed to forgive somebody the 4 times. You were only responsible to forgive somebody 3 times. That's where you get the idea. 3 strikes, you're out. Well, I don't know. Rabbis taught that only 3 times you were to forgive somebody. If they blew it 4 times, you would not forgive him. So Peter's number exceeded the Jewish expectation already. Peter's number was like, he doubled it plus one. How often should I forgive my brothers when he sins against me? Up to 7 times. I mean, he was just like, I know we've been taught just 3 times. So how about, what do you have to say to that, Jesus? Up to 7 times? Then Jesus just gave Peter an outrageous number to show him really that forgiveness has no limit. Just say, I tell you the truth, not just 7 times, but 70 times 7, just 490. I mean, really, are you going to keep counting? I mean, well, this is like your 50th times you did it to me. You know, Jesus is just giving Peter a number to realize that really there's no limit how often you are to forgive your brother. And then he goes on to tell the story. Jesus was a master telling stories in this parable, talking about the kingdom of heaven. It's like a king who holds his servants accountable. We know that because Matthew is fascinated with the kingdom of God. Matthew has 28 chapters, and the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, that phrase appears more than 50 times through the gospel of Matthew. And here's one of those times. It says the kingdom of Jesus telling the story. Therefore, you want to know what forgiveness is all about? Jesus is going to tell Peter right here, and you and I, the kingdom of God is like a master, a king, who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And he called them in. And there was one that owed the king thousands. And so this was an outrageous amount. In other words, he could not even pay it. He owed him 10,000 talents. And you know, talents was like, if you were to bring that into money, it was like millions of dollars. That's the way you can pay it. So he owed that. And then the king says that since he wasn't able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children were going to be thrown into prison and sold into slavery until he will be able to pay back what he owed. And this servant, according to Jesus' story, he fell on his knees and begged, "Have mercy on me. Show compassion." And he said, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back everything." And it's interesting, the master, the king, had compassion. He had pity on him and canceled the debt, everything. And then this servant that was forgiven, it's interesting. He's forgiven, but he doesn't want to forgive. He's forgiven. He's canceled the whole debt. He goes out. He found a fellow servant and then grabbed him and tried to choke him, saying, demanding, "Pay what you owe me." And the same thing, the same story, Jesus said that the servant also fell on his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back everything that I owe you." And this forgiven servant did not listen to him. So what he did, he threw him in prison. Interesting. The forgiven doesn't forgive. But guess what? News of that reached the ears. I mean, there were all the masters, all the servants looking at the scene. They told the king what happened. So the king called the forgiven servant. And then now, again, he's going to settle accounts with them. Verse 32 through 35. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant, I cancel all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?" And now he's angry. And in anger, the master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back what he owed. Now, you and I need to pay attention to the story because you see, the master showed compassion and canceled everything, but now you're going to get what you deserve because of what you did. A lot of times this is another picture of God that sometimes we're not very familiar with, because all we hear in churches is that he's loving and compassionate, and that's true. But he's also a righteous judge, and you mess with him, you're going to get it. You don't hear that preach from churches because it's almost like, no, he just loves me, it doesn't matter what I do. But apparently it does matter what you do. Because look what happened to that servant. After he's been canceled, he's been forgiven, but because he refused to forgive, then the king got angry, and now he's going to receive. You see, he was showing grace, but now he's going to get what he truly deserved, punishment for what he did. The king saying to him, "I showed you grace, I showed you forgiveness, and you did not want to show grace to other people. And the amount that I forgave you was huge compared to the one that he owes you. And you did not want to, I show you compassion. You don't want to be compassionate against your fellow man." So the king became angry against the servant and punished him for not being merciful. And like I said, he now gets what he deserved. He got punished because of his unwillingness to forgive. Now, this is a scary verse in the Bible. Like I said, we read a lot of other verses and sometimes we don't really pay attention, but I want you really to focus on that verse because this is Jesus talking. Jesus is telling the story, and then he said these words. Verse 35, "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from the heart." I think we all should memorize that. Jesus is saying, God's going to treat you the same way you treat other people. If you don't forgive them, God will not forgive you. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless that you forgive your brother from the heart. So how is it that he's going to treat me? I mean, look, he's talking about that forgiven servant, or merciful servant, how he was treated by the king at the end. That's how God would treat me when I refuse to forgive my brother from the heart. You see, my brothers and sisters, forgiveness truly matters. It matters to God, and I think if it matters to God that much, it should matter to God's people too. It should matter to us. So he turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back what he owed. You see, unforgiveness angers God and makes you and I a recipient of his anger rather than his blessing. Let me say that again. Unforgiveness angers God to the point that it will make you and I recipient of his anger and wrath rather than recipient of his grace. Remember, he got grace first, but because he was unforgiving, now he's going to get God's anger, God's wrath. One thing that angers God is unforgiveness, and you see it right here. That's what Jesus said. This is how my heavenly Father will repay each of you. This is how he will treat you unless you forgive your brother from the heart. So forgiveness matters to God that much. This is serious stuff. And to the point that God, it will anger him how he sees you and I treating each other when we're refusing to forgive. You see, I think there are people in our society, maybe you might be one of those people. At times we forfeit God's blessing all because we refuse to forgive. We forfeit God's blessing because we refuse to hold this grudge. We refuse to forgive my brother or sister. You see, God's people is talking about the kingdom of God. We are we ought to be characterized, we ought to be identified by that thing that we call forgiveness. Jesus said, people will know you by the love. When you love one another, they will know you're truly my disciples. And Jesus, even there, when he's on the cross, and we heard that about today, people didn't come and say, Jesus, forgive me. He forgave them anyways. He said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. And he forgave people, the torturers, the soldiers that nailed him to the cross. He still forgave them, whether they came and apologized to him or not. They never did. And he forgave them anyways. Christian people, if we're to follow Jesus, we are to be like Jesus. I think we are to forgive and love and serve like Jesus. But you know, for a lot of people, serving is no problem. We serve people like Jesus. But and loving, I don't know if we can love people like Jesus loved them. But how, forgiveness, man, that's a huge one. Because, you know, we always have the idea everybody has a right. And that's true, I mean, but I should give my right to God. You know, when we surrender everything. So, we are to be characterized, identified by forgiveness. Because Jesus forgave. And we are commanded through Scripture to forgive the same way we have been forgiven. God was angry with this servant because he refused to forgive. So your kingdom person understands God's grace. Somebody, a true follower of Jesus should understand God's grace, God's forgiveness, and God's mercy. And I truly believe that when we refuse to forgive, it's because we have not totally grasped what grace is all about. When you and I refuse to forgive, we're oblivious. We're unaware of what grace, God's grace, is all about. We do not realize how much God has forgiven me when I refuse to forgive other people. Because when I understand the grace of God, I realize I don't deserve that. Therefore, I'm going to give it back to somebody else because they don't deserve it either. But when I refuse to forgive, it's because I don't understand God's grace and God's love for me either. And you see that portrayed by this servant. He was forgiven so much. And somebody said to him, please be patient with me. And he did not have it because he totally neglected. He refused to understand what God's forgiveness, what God's compassion, God's grace is all about. So refusing to forgive is because you don't have a very good knowledge of God's grace. You still don't understand grace at all when you refuse to forgive. You're still acting like the wicked servant. Now, King David, you know, you know David. He did a lot of awful things, but he did also great things. He understood God's grace because in Psalm 103, he talks about how merciful God is. In Psalm 103, King David's talking about, and he said these words. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. David understood God's grace and compassion. And that's why he would show that to other people as well. Because when you understand it, you give it up. You give it away to other people. You show it. So when we don't understand God's grace and compassion, we're going to have a tough time forgiving people and showing compassion to those who do bad things to us. Yes, God is a compassionate and forgiving. But when his people refuse to act as he expects them to act, it will anger him. And if I were you, I mean, I don't want to get God angry against me. How many times God got angry at the Israelites being God's chosen people, and then some of them did not even make it to the promised land. He's compassionate. He's loving. But when you mess up with him, when you do something that he told you not to do it, expect it. Punishment will come. That's how the love of God is described by Hebrews. He says that he chastises, he disciplines the son that he loves. And you know that you're loved by God when you go through the discipline. The discipline says it's not easy to endure because it's none of us like discipline, really. And that's what Scripture is talking about. So, yes, God is loving and compassionate, slow to anger, and He's slow to anger and abounding in love. But then, why did God get angry? Why did the king get angry? Because the servant did not want to show compassion after he has been shown compassion. He didn't want to forgive after he had been forgiven. And that angers God. You want to make God angry? Do not forgive people. And then, you know, instead of getting God's favor and blessings on you, you might get His anger. Because at that moment when you refuse to forgive, you and God are not in a very good standing. You're not in a very good relationship right at that moment. Because that brings me to the next point about forgiveness. When Jesus, again, He makes that point clear that this is how your Heavenly Father would treat each of you when He refused to forgive your brother from the heart. Forgiveness affects your relationship with you and God. Forgiveness will affect the relationship. If you don't want to forgive people, that relationship that you have with God at that moment is affected. And Jesus talks about that in the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew again, chapter 5, 6, and 7. If you don't forgive others, God say, I won't forgive you. If you refuse to forgive people, I won't forgive you either. Maybe you never heard that about God. I mean, we always talk about He's a forgiving God, and that's true. He is. But you see, our forgiving other people, that's how even the Ten Commandments, the first five had to do with God and you, and the other five had to do with you and your fellow man. Because you show God that you love Him by loving other people. You show God the relationship, how you are also in a relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'm going to show you, Jesus Himself said it. It's not just in this text that we're looking at, Matthew 18, that Jesus said, this is how your Heavenly Father would treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from the heart. Even in the context of the Lord's Prayer, or what I call the model prayer, when the disciples came to Jesus and said to Him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And what? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Other translation will say, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Even in the Lord's Prayer, you know what Jesus taught us to? We're telling God, we're asking God to treat us the same way we treat other people. Have you ever seen that in there? We're asking God to forgive me as I forgive my brothers and sisters in Christ. So God will forgive you based how you forgive other people. And that's what Jesus said. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you. Forgive my debt as I forgive my debtor. So let's go back to that story. The king canceled your debt, and you could not forgive the debt of the one who owes you money. You see, this is a contradiction. He said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. God will forgive you when you forgive other people, but if you refuse to give forgiveness, He will not forgive you either. And you see that in the model prayer. Now, in verses 14 and 15 of Matthew, Jesus said, if you do not forgive people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will, if you forgive men when they're trespassers, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive, there it is. And again, this is Jesus talking. Matthew just quoting. This is Jesus in the context. Jesus said, but if you do not forgive men when their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Because when you refuse to forgive, God will not forgive you. Even though He's a loving, forgiving God, it doesn't matter how nasty you've been, as you come to, He will forgive you. But then, when it comes to your relationship with God, when you refuse to forgive your brother, that's going to affect your worship and prayer life. This is the context of prayer. Jesus is saying, as He's teaching the apostles, you can pray the most beautiful prayer on earth, the most eloquent prayer. You can be the greatest worship artist, worship team. But if you refuse to forgive, God's not listening to that prayer. God's not listening to your worship. And I see a huge problem. It's almost unforgiveness will disconnect you from our relationship, from your fellowship with God. Now you're in really dangerous ground. If you don't forgive men when they sin against you, Jesus said, your heavenly Father will not forgive you either. But if you forgive them, God will forgive you. You see, our forgiveness of one another is very, it's connected to how God will view us and how God will forgive us. Because even through the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, we already said, God, treat us, Lord, treat us as I'm going to treat other people. Perhaps we don't like that because, you know, when we perhaps don't treat people very nice, even on the road. And we're asking, Lord, forgive me as I forgive those who sin against me. Treat me the same way I'm going to treat my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're asking the Lord, and He will do it. Forgive me, forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgiveness, unforgiveness affects your prayer. You know, sometimes people wonder why their prayers never get answered. Because perhaps you have some resolved issue that you have not brought it to God. You're still holding that grudge, and God will not listen to your prayer according to what the Bible says. He's the unchanging. So He said, you gotta remember. There's another story in the gospel. Jesus said, when you're gonna offer something on the altar, remember what Jesus said. And there you remember that your brother has something against you. Go first and be reconciled to your brother, and then come back. So what people do today, they sing and do this thing and forget about the brother. They're doing backward. And that's why God's not listening to them. You gotta make that right before you come. And then just say, be reconciled to your brother, and then offer the offering. Because if you don't forgive your brothers, God will not forgive you. You mistreating your brothers, expect it. God's gonna mistreat you. Mark 11:25. Like I said, unforgiveness affects your prayer to God and affects your worship. Jesus again talking, He says, and whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your sins. It's all over the Bible that if you don't forgive people, God will not forgive you. And I don't know why sometimes we haven't heard a lot of sermons about that, because all we hear about, and that's true, that is true, but I think it's, we're only giving people half truth. You know, we're only portraying God this part of that. He's loving, and that's awesome. Yes, He's loving. He's merciful. David said, slow to anger, but you don't want to make Him angry. He's the God of justice, so the righteous judge. And that's what the Israelites understood later on. They saw all the attributes of God. That He's loving. I mean, He's also a consuming fire. A jealous God. You know, His mercy, yes, He showed mercy and compassion, but then if you go the other way, like He told the Israelites, then I'm gonna be fighting against you. And that's what I, in my life, I never want God to be fighting against me. I'd be panicking, man. So because I gotta understand everything about Him, that He's not just certain things that we like, because you know, yeah, yes, I know that when I say He will forgive me, yes, He does that. But He also expects me to walk in certain ways. And when I don't walk those ways, as His representative, He expects me to forgive my brothers and sisters in Christ. And then He says, when I'm not willing to do that, He said, I will not forgive you. So stop praying, stop preaching, stop worshiping me, because I'm not listening to you right now, because we have a disconnection. The Wi-Fi doesn't work here. Because you have unforgiveness issue. You're not willing to forgive, so you're like, there's no signal with me and God. God, where do you go? You know how you get that signal back? Forgive. And now, man, it's like, clear communication with God again. I mean, that talking about in our own language, you know, we wonder why we lose the signal with the Lord. We pray and it feels that He's like distant. He's far away. The Israelites went through that. Isaiah, in chapter 40, they say, they said to the prophet, the Lord doesn't even care about us. Like, He doesn't even realize what I'm going through. And then the Lord said to them, haven't you heard? Haven't you, nobody told you? The Lord is the everlasting God. And that's the passage that He talks about. But at times we feel like that. It's like, why? Because God said, you have something, you need to deal with that first, and then we can talk. That's why your worship, it becomes like lip service. Empty, vain worship, because if you have a resolved issue, unforgiveness issue, forgive so that your Heavenly Father will be clear with you. You see, it affects, unforgiveness affects my relationship with God. You see, forgiveness is connected to your worship, to your prayer. God won't hear my prayers and accept my worship if I don't forgive from my heart. You see, forgiving other people truly matters. It mattered to God that much. And if it matters to God, and if we're God's people, it should also matter to us. You see, God's people through scripture, even Paul talks about that, because he also understood the grace of God. He was a murderer. He was a persecutor of the church, and he understood God showing grace, and then he showed grace to other people. And in Colossians 3, he's talking to the church. He says, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint or grievance against another, forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So also you must forgive. That's huge right there. Forgiving people the way God has forgiven us. You know how much God has forgiven us? I mean, just like everything. And now the apostles say, we are to forgive people. We're to forgive people the same way God has forgiven us. We're to love people the same way God has loved us. Let me see, how did God forgive people? He does not treat us as our sins deserve. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so far away he has removed our transgressions from me. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed. So that's how much God has forgiven us. When we take communion, when we look at the cross, we see how much God loved us and how much he has forgiven us. And now as followers of Jesus, we are to forgive each other the same way God has forgiven us. This is why at the beginning I said this is one of the things that we Christians struggle a lot. And we know that as followers of Christ, we are to be identified by how we're to live our lives based on his teachings. And he's telling us to do that. Part of being a kingdom person is that we adjust our will. We adjust our decision to God's decision. Even if God's decision is not what I want. So I'm going to adjust my will to God's will, even if God's will is not what I like. And God's will is that you and I forgive each other from the heart so that we don't lose the connection with God. He loves us, but at that time, he does that to us when we don't forgive. You can sing, you can do whatever. He's not listening because he said, you need to fix your thing with your brothers and sisters before you come to me. Do that first and then come to me. Parents, do that to the kids first also. Say, talk to your brother and sister and then I give you a gift and then I reward you. The same. God would do that to us. Ephesians 4:32, Paul said, be kind and compassionate to one another. You see, that's one of the one another's in the Bible. So many one another's. Love one another. Serve one another. Forgive each other grievances. Pray for one another. Love one another. Forgive one another. Paul says, be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other just as in Christ God forgave you. We've been forgiven in Christ Jesus. I'm forgiven because he was forsaken, the newsboy saying. And I'm alive and well. His spirit lives within me because he died and rose again. So God forgave you and I in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ took the penalty. And Paul says to the church, forgive each other just like God in Christ forgave you. I mean, that's huge right there. We are to forgive people the same way God has forgiven us. And yes, for some of us, because our will gets in our way, it becomes hard. But if you truly love Jesus, you let him. You let it go. You forgive because your Father, your King, is telling you to do it. And he already shown you so much forgiveness. Forgiveness matters. And he has no limit because God doesn't have a limit for us either. It matters because if to refuse to forgive others is to ask God to treat you the same way. Forgiveness matters because if I refuse to forgive others, God won't forgive me. He won't hear my prayers. He won't answer my prayers. He won't accept my worship. That's why forgiveness truly matters. Because in order for God to accept my worship and hear my prayers, I had to keep a clear channel. And unforgiveness block that channel between you and God. Forgiveness matters because when you refuse to forgive, it shows you lack of knowledge about God's grace. It's almost like a lot of people out there that still need to understand what God's grace is all about. When we don't want to forgive people, truly, truly, it's evident that you had no idea how much God has forgiven you and that you had no idea what God's grace is all about. Grace giving us something that we don't deserve. And He loved us anyways. I mean, so when you forgive, it's because you understand, man, God loves me and forgives me so much, I got to do the same for other people. When we refuse to extend grace, mercy, and compassion to others, it's because we have not truly yet understood what God's grace is all about. And if you are a kingdom person, when you are willing, you have to be willing to adjust your will to His will, even when His will at that moment is not what you prefer or what you like. God's will for you and I is, as brothers and sisters in Christ, is that we forgive each other, because you know, we are people. We all make mistakes. We all gonna offend each other at one time. And when that happens, we have this remedy called forgiveness that we have to do it all because I want to keep a clear channel between me and God. You know, the Bible talks about even to husband and wives. It's like, be careful how you live with your wife so that your prayers might be answered. Even how you deal with your spouse might block your communication with God. That's how serious God is about this thing we call forgiveness. And I think in our society, in our churches, we are to get serious with that too. There's so many Christians, when somebody does something out there, they don't want to forgive him. They're just the first one to be ready to point their fingers. And at that time, you know, I thank God, God doesn't point the fingers to us, all the things we've done. But sometimes in churches, that's exactly what we do with the brothers and sisters in Christ that are suffering, and they need our compassion and love and forgiveness. God's will is that we learn to forgive the same way we have been forgiven. As followers of Jesus, why should you put a block between your communication, between you and God? Why should you want to block that channel? I think you need to keep an open channel. And the only way for me to keep an open channel between my prayer life and my worship life, to keep an open channel, is God's looking at me how I relate to my brothers and sisters in Christ. God's looking at me how I'm forgiving when we offend each other, when harsh things are said, when they are spoken. God's looking at us. And if we're not willing to forgive, He said He's not going to forgive us either. So why would I, as a representative of God, why would I want to block my communication with God? I wouldn't want to do that. So keep the channel open. Keep the network, the connection clear. And the only way for you to keep that clear is when you say, forgive from the heart. Because remember the words of Jesus. He said in verse 35, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from the heart. God's calling us to forgive each other from the heart. And yes, you know, as human beings, that's going to be hard to do. But if our King is calling us, if I want to get His blessings and keep that clear connection, I ought to do that. Because otherwise, there's no way. You can pray all the prayers you want. You can even fast, and God will not even hear you. Because you block that because you have unforgiveness harbored in your heart. Keep it open. Keep the channel clear. And the only way for us to do it is to forgive the same way we have been forgiven.